I'm just like her. I am just like my mom. I never believe what people actually say to me, especially those I love and who love me and prove it consistently. I disassociate all of the time and I mask. I'm consistently cruel and critical of myself. I never show myself grace. All I think about is money. My butt is even shaped like hers. I look like her. I'm better to strangers than I am to those around me. I lie all of the time. I'm afraid all of the time. I do consistently abandon myself in my dreams and I blame others. I lack faith. Sometimes I even envy my daughter for having the mother I never had. I bypass what people who love me say and focus instead on how I feel. I undereat and overeat. I consistently deprioritize myself, dreams, and fears while prioritizing others. I never let up. I think everyone is out to get me. I think everyone must hate me as much as I hate myself. I struggle with sleep. Damn. There are a million things I do not let myself see, including not letting myself see that I am not my mom. I am me. My name is Randy Danielle Chapman, born August 21st. My name is Randy. My name is Randy. I am here and I want to come out to play. I want to be myself. I want to develop myself. I want to make my dreams come true. I want to be known. I want to be loved for being me. I want to receive love because I'm me. I am me. I name myself. I am Randy. This is me. I am here. I am here. This is my life. This is my life. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. I don't have to be what anyone else says. I am me. I am me. And I deserve the opportunity to develop myself. It is my birthright. I am mine. No matter what, I am mine. And I have been lost in a maze and a haze. I forgot. But no more. I release the tie that's not mine. I release the grooming that convinced me to be someone else so that I can be loved. I release the addiction to my mask. I am ready to be me. I am ready to see the people around me for who they are. I am ready to accept the safety and joy and love and protection that surrounds me. I am ready to be sweet to Randy. My name is Randy, and I forgive myself. Partial journal entry written at 12:10 a.m. on February 29th, 2024.
Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a 2-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the whack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go. We can turn
the whole world. Hey y'all, the OGs and new listeners alike, I am Randy. And this is my indie episode. And before I get into my spiel, a quick shout out to our patrons over on Patreon. We have weekly meetings every Thursday now, among other things, and they're the highlight of a lot of our weeks. And I'm just grateful for how y'all have made space for us continuously and rock with us for years in some cases. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you as well to everyone else who consistently listens to our show, even when we're on break or hiatus. Y'all the best. And this is a really great community of listeners and friends and fans and people rooting for us. Like, we're rooting for y'all. So thank you so much. So for those who don't know, indie episodes are episodes where Mike and I just show up as ourselves individually because we are more than just spouses. And in this episode, I am talking about a revelation, epiphany. Am I cracking or am I snapping? hope you enjoy. So what had happened was, at the time of me writing the notes for this episode, it's a lunar eclipse and 50 million other things happening in the sky. Diddy's house just got raided. And I'm pretty sure we're not getting the full story of what's going on with Kate Middleton. Not that it's any of our business. I'm just trying to give you context on where we are in the world at the moment. It's late at night, and I don't know if I've cracked or snapped. Am I Lifetime or Oxygen when they were at their best? Am I in the Twilight Zone? So what had happened was, there was a moment today where I got really overwhelmed about money, something I know many of us are not strangers to. I was really overwhelmed, and instead of cursing myself, beating myself up, working more and harder, and exhausting myself for the same measly results I've been getting, among other things, you know, the things I usually do when I'm stressed about money, I instead screamed into a pillow, sat on the ground to cry a little bit, got back up and made myself breakfast. I could feel a hateful thought trying to work its way in, and I literally said no. Closed my eyes and I breathed. And I said, yes, my life is my responsibility. Yes, we all gotta be accountable, but I am not doing this today. I am not doing this anymore. The devil is a liar from the pits of hell, and fuck him, because no. No, 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 no. Then I realized I was angry. And I resolved that for the remainder of the day, I was not about to play this game. Y'all know the game. The game where you look on Indeed at some jobs with shit pay, you know you're gonna hate and or be interviewed for but rejected. The game where you try to turn all your hobbies into quick change and side hustles, and you tell yourself to buckle down and get to it because your mama and her mama did it and her mama and. The game where you go against your entire spirit just so you can make some money. I say and said, no, no, fuck this. Everybody's trying to eat and trying to get money. I get emails every day from 50 million subscriptions with a sale on this and that. I see a tweet telling me either I ain't doing enough, I need to say more mantras, raise my vibration, do shadow work, pray, 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 sync my life with my cycle, invest in the thing I want to invest in even though I don't have any money, because poverty and lack of money is a mindset, grow my food even though the soil is shit, and cook my food rather than eat out even though it's all the same price now. Email my subscribers, market better, and boost this post and be visible and teach and educate and entertain and try harder. And I said, fuck no, not today.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Instead, I finished listening to Trevor Noah's Born a Crime, which was a wonderful, wonderful book. And I know I'm so many years late. It's been on my to be read list for a long, long time. And I finally listened to it and it was wonderful. I started to re-listen to an old My Favorite Murder podcast episode. and I colored in my coloring book while I drank some coffee. I'm tired, y'all. And I realized I'm tired and frustrated because this shit is not working. This self-hate and hustle combo is for the birds. I don't have it in me to abandon myself anymore. I can't tap in. In my most genuine Sophia voice from The Color Purple, all my life I had to fight. Do y'all hear me? It's an age-old story, but it's one worth remembering and telling. I've never felt my age. When I was a kid, I felt older, and now that I'm adult, I feel like a kid. I have been in a constant state of survival, and I am worn out, y'all. I actually think we're all worn out, and I'm not doing it anymore. And if you're wondering what it is exactly, it is a few things. I'm not doing work I hate. I'm not applying to jobs for work I hate. I'm not taking less money. I'm not doing more for less. I'm not hating myself. And I'm not waiting on someone to rescue me. Instead, I'm going to slow down so the shit I've worked on can catch up to me. And in the words of Meghan Trainor, I am your mother. You listen to me. You being all the things I've been asking for, because I'm not doing it anymore. I'm telling it to come, and I invite y'all to tell it to come too. And please use what I'm about to say next as a template, as encouragement, empowerment, inspiration for you to go ahead and tell it to come. So my name is, insert your name and your birthday, and I am mine. I belong to myself and deserve and earn every good thing coming my way. I call to it now, now, now. I refuse to abandon myself for money, and I rebuke the notion that I must. I know the work I am doing and have done is work to be proud of, work that I am worthy to be paid for, and work that I don't have to beg people to pay me for and recognize me for. And I would not give up or give in to the lies that I must be anyone else or do anything more to be enough. Amen. So, Randy, you may ask, what will you do instead? What I want. And that's why I'm sitting down working on these production notes, because there is more to me than thinking about money. This cycle is killing me and killing us. And we as a people are not well. I am not a hustler. I suck at it. Every time I've gotten money, accolades, or recognition for something I was proud of, it was because it didn't take any effort other than me being me. When I got the Gates Millennium Scholarship, all I did was write and talk about my experiences. All I did was go to the teachers I had a relationship with and ask them for recommendations. When we got on Tamron Hall, all I did was respond to an email. That is what my ancestors worked for. I have chosen otherwise, but I don't have to wear myself out doing shit I hate and hating myself for money. I refuse. And y'all, I really just can't do it no more. But doing the opposite is really fucking hard, as we all know. Why? Because very few people are doing otherwise. Everybody's sending the same marketing emails. Everybody's sharing the same content. Everybody is trying to eat when eating should be free. It is very hard not to fall in the grind of the rat race. But I'm not a rat. I'm Randy. I'm a creator and a creative. I am an artist. I alchemize. Finally, I'll leave you with this. Ancestor said, in this chapter of your life, you save yourself. You conjure all the self-determination that lives within your spirit, and you choose differently this time. You forgive yourself. You let go. You accept your humanness, and you change as many times as you need to. You'll forget him and her and them, and soon enough, your heart will mend itself back together. Ia Ihime Ora, Ancestor said. Closing call to action, y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And if you like this type of indie where it's like kind of short and sweet, but heartfelt and authentic and real, let us know that as well at blackmailmare@gmail.com. We always look forward to your feedback and your support and your emails and your texts and your DMs and all the things. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. This episode of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast was edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company. There's a sale going on, and y'all, if y'all want to do some podcast strategy sessions with me, go ahead and look it up. It's cute, okay? 50% off. It's fun. So, yeah, if you want to talk to me about all things podcasting and figure out, you know, what to do, how to do it, all those things. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us 5 stars, y'all, and review us. We love hearing from y'all. Please also feel free to continue to send texts to us and voicemails to us, because we do still see them and hear them, and we do still play them on the show. Yeah, so we'll go back and probably play some of the ones that a lot of people love right around the time Noble passed, and when y'all saw us on Tamron Hall and all those things. So we do see them, and I try to text people back from the number so they can know that we got it. Also, to support our podcast, consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get edited, unedited, and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, game nights, and more. We also just started a D&D Patreon. Y'all, we're officially nerds. Like, it's so much fun. We had fun. My brother has been hosting. He's been emceeing the D&D campaigns, and it's actually a lot of fun. I didn't expect to have as much fun as I did, but, like, it's storytelling. And so, like, I know there are lots of D&D nerds listening because we have lots of them on Patreon. And so it was just really fun. Like, I actually found myself laughing out loud. And some of the stories and some of the monsters and the demons and what we were trying to save these humans, and these humans don't want to be saved. So it was a lot of fun. So I encourage y'all to join us on Patreon, especially if you've been moved or inspired by any of the work we've done since we started this podcast in 2018 and are doing / will be doing. And if you're like, I don't know, you can test us out for a week. Patreon just started doing free trials. And so, yeah, come hang out. And lastly, be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. That website is coming back, y'all. Okay? Don't sleep. It is. Follow me on social media at Randy is Rich on Instagram, Wordy Productions on Instagram, and our podcast, Black Millennial Marriage, on Instagram. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. Be blessed. Don't settle. And fight clean. Peace. About time that I get back, yo, I'ma get back, we can hold it down. Oh God, I'ma get back, yo, I'ma get back.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.